The big announcement was WandaVision. Starts streaming on January 15th, which makes sense because you figure you want Mandalorian to finish his season out.
Yeah, because that should finish up right before Christmas, right?
Yeah. So it'll give like a couple weeks for the holidays, and then WandaVision will start streaming. For Marvel saying that this is really going to set up the next phase. So I guess there's going to be a lot of implications from this show. So I would expect, depending on how many episodes it is, that it's going to be a whole lot happening because they keep talking it up like this really sets everything up.
That makes sense to me. I mean, shoot, think about it. It's going to impact Spider-Man.
Whatever's happening with Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, it's going to be colliding.
He's going to be in Doctor Strange. And I heard a rumor that Spider-Man may show up briefly in Doctor Strange as well. I don't recall this being the plan before, as far as the whole Spider-Verse thing. And so that's still my big concern is, was this decision made in response to DC doing their multiverse? Or was this the plan all along? Specifically with Spider-Man. I think the plan was to go to multiverse all along, but I'm just concerned about that Spider-Man 3 because it's like, are you all rushing this now?
Attempting to make a Spider-Verse, even though they already had a Spider-Verse movie.
Yeah.
You're going to be signing everybody. It might sign the person that was the voice of the Spider-Man cartoons at some point.
They're already talking about Miles Morales may show up. As I say, it's just a whole lot all of a sudden just randomly has been popping up. And at first, it was kind of like just conjecture. But now you got Jamie Foxx signed on. Figure Andrew Garfield will be any day now. Emma Stone's supposed to be coming. Like,
that's too much. I want to know if it's Sony driven because, good Lord, they've been desperate to have.
Well, that's part of the argument. Was Sony kind of pushed a lot of this too because Far From Home was the first $1 billion Sony had a name to.
Ever?
Ever. And so because of that, of course, Sony now is chomping at the bit like, yo, we need way more Spider-Man. The way I understood it was Marvel had 10 films in mind and the plan was supposed to be kind of segmented out. So the first three was supposed to be Peter Parker high school years. The second three was supposed to be him in college. And then the last four were supposed to be him as adult. But originally I heard the Spider-Verse thing was supposed to be teased in three. It wasn't supposed to come up to like four or five. So that's why I said, oh, so now we're literally skipping back two and we're just going straight into it with the third one. I'm like, all right, you had a good thing going. Don't get too greedy because you're really messing up. And then you're still trying to cross all this over with Venom. And Morbius and everything that Sony's on starting again.
Because wasn't Morbius supposed to come out this year?
Yeah, and it got
It was supposed to come out like in October.
That didn't seem very good, but
no. Well, I don't know how. It depends on how much it crosses over, but I mean, I don't think Sony's that great.
I feel like if the move is to have Tom Holland make appearances in Morbius or Venom, then I would naturally assume Kevin Feige had something to do with it. Or has some kind of say, because from what I understand, at Disney, somebody put this out there, apparently the Black Widow holdup is all Kevin Feige. Disney has been trying to put on Disney Plus for months, and Feige's literally blocked it every time. And he said, fuck no, we're going to wait till the movie theaters open back up. So I don't see him just randomly letting Sony do whatever. Spider-Man, just don't see it. I see if they do something, it's got to go through Feige. And he got to sign off on it or say, no, this is what you're going to do.
I mean, he did create that universe. I mean, shit, Marvel was damn well broke.
Well, the problem was, kind of also started off with DC, none of this stuff was ever supposed to really cross over. Batman movie, Batman movie, Batman movie, and that was it. It wasn't like Batman movie sets up Superman movie. You got those three Christopher Nolan movies, and that was it, and then it's like, oh, we're going to do it again. The same thing with Sony, that really none of this stuff was supposed to cross over. And then when people saw how much this comic book stuff was being raked in by Marvel, it started turning to, oh, well, now we need to have an all gender version of this, an all version of that. And we saw how successful some of that stuff was for Warner Brothers earlier this year, but not good foresight for some of these companies. And I mean, obviously, there's still other characters out there, other series, but I mean, if you didn't do it during that time when like stuff like Harry Potter was out, like where they just dragged on those books way too long, but it worked for them. And then people just kind of caught on. I mean, Marvel did it. Warner Brothers seems to flip-flop back and forth. First, they were going to do it. Then they weren't. And all these movies are going to be separate. And then you have this Joker version and this Joker version, which is confusing, but you got to do something.
Let it go.
Hey, people love that movie. People love that movie for some reason. I can't really understand, but
because it's different, it approaches the introvert.
Everybody's woke right now. You put that movie out 5-6 years ago, that shit would have bombed.
Basically,
nobody would be sitting back talking about how great that movie is and how transcendent it is. And oh my god, I'm sorry, I watched that movie objectively, and I still don't see what the fucking big deal is.
I have seen that movie twice, and that movie's still bad. it's still not good, and I don't understand it. I don't understand it because it is nothing but Joaquin Phoenix acting all sad, dancing,
laughing all the fucking movie,
like, and laughing. It's like spending time by himself. Is this what I'm supposed to be watching for like 2 hours? Going to make more movies?
They make a sequel. I'm not watching it.
It's not going to go anywhere other than him probably just being more mistreated. Like, really, as much as the mental health right now in America is, we need more shit that's depressing.
I'm not a big fan of it. So, Sylvester Stallone is supposed to be in Suicide Squad.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Warner Brothers movies. Matt has sent that article about how many minutes of new footage is in the Justice League Snyder Cut. Edit.
Yeah.
4 extra minutes? They're spending $30 million on 4 extra minutes?
Well, I guess it's probably to finish the special effects of what Snyder might have shot.
All this is a lot of Snyder stuff shit got cut. So it's putting all that back in, finishing the special effects. They redid, what is his name, Steppenwolf or whatever it was?
Oh, God. They just need to take him out of the movie. Give
me an edit. Yeah.
Back to the original graphics that Snyder had in mind for him, and then you got to incorporate Darkseid and all that kind of stuff. So, two men's black suit. So, I know it sounds like it's a waste of money, but I think we're going to get, it's probably a shitload of footage that never made the movie to begin with. Because from what I read before, they said pretty much what you saw, a lot of that's still going to be in it, but you're going to see all the shit that you did not see that you were supposed to see.
Like Martian Man.
The rumor that Green Lantern showed up at one point. So there's all this different stuff that never happened that now you're supposed to get. I wouldn't look too much into just the 4 extra minutes of footage. It's probably just with the reshoots incorporated. So,
or at least to try to link what was already shot to other things.
And then maybe they'll fix Superman's chin too.
It was sad that there were a couple of deep fakes on YouTube that did a better job than people that edited that movie and did special effects on it. Like, hopefully the face tech has gotten a lot better. I remember seeing that in the movie. I'm like, what's wrong with his chin? Like,
it's possible, mustache.
Like somebody punched him in his face and you just could talk.
He had a Kanye jaw. He threw the wire.
Talking like he had a jaw wired shut. My symbol means hope. If they cut that out, that movie just started off on a bad note, first of all. And also I saw something about, I guess the Bond movie has been bouncing around. I guess they realize now it's probably not going
to Netflix and Apple Plus.
I think HBO is also in that. I didn't like the last movie, so it comes out on the stream and I'll probably watch it.
I was really looking forward to this one. I wasn't a big fan of the last one either. Yeah, I clearly must not have been, because when I saw the trailer for this one, I said, who the hell is this girl? She was in the last one. You don't remember? What are you talking about? So, if I didn't remember that, then yeah, I really must not have been too invested in that one.
Man, a lot of movies are probably trying to decide what the way things are currently. If you're going to release it, at least in the next 3 to 4 months, anything that said that it was going to get released in 2021, first quarter of 2021, might want to think about putting that on streaming somehow. Cool.
So they haven't gotten a trailer for Eternals or Shang-Chi. That don't make sense, but okay.
But that's Sony, though. That's Sony pushing that, you know, Marvel.
Put out a trailer for Venom. Like,
yeah. Whatever. 2021, Beast Gang is going to be busy because a lot of these movies are already done, finished shooting. Surprise with Shang. Well, I forgot it.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, like, nothing's been said about that movie.
They had just finished shooting like a week ago.
All right.
Yeah. Thor hasn't even started filming yet. We know more about Thor than we do about Shang-Chi that's already been filmed.
Oh, Thor started filming last week or the week before that, because Christian Bale showed up in Australia and then Chris Pratt got there this week.
But I'm saying we know more about that than we do about a film that's already done. So I'm just like, huh.
I don't think anybody's really, I wouldn't say excited about Shang-Chi. It's not like people.
Hey, I'm excited about it.
I'm just talking about in comparison to like something like Endgame or like Black Panther, oh, yeah, where people were waiting. But to Shang-Chi is just like, I might be excited about the Blade movie, but
although I'm kind of curious where they're going to go with that. I keep hearing that Keanu Reeves is supposed to be Ghost Rider.
No, Wesley Snipes is rumored to be the villain for Blade now.
Wow.
He was campaigning, at least allow him to reprise the role. Nothing really came of it. And then Mahershala Ali got announced. And it's like, all right, well, I guess that's done. So I guess they need to do something to appease the fans of the original one. I've seen both 1 and 2 during all this whole coronavirus period. And they're still good movies. They still hold up. 3, hot trash. Vampire Dogs, hot trash. Triple H, bad movie career choices for you. And Ryan Reynolds, Keith defends that movie, and he defends Ryan Reynolds' role in that movie.
He was going to sign a contract with Marvel, one of the largest in Marvel history. I was like, I don't think anything's bigger than Robert Downey Jr.'s contract.
Cameos and kind of be integrated in. I heard the rumor that he's supposed to team up with Spider-Man at some point.
Just see a lot of that Deadpool stuff being watered down because it's Disney.
Yeah, and that's going to be the biggest problem.
What made Deadpool successful was that it's basically R-rated action.
Violent as shit.